Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On a more serious note, can we please talk about what is happening in KZN? I saw some videos this morning that are absolutely startling. Of you know, they've barely recovered from the last set of floods. And
now you can see it's all over the news.
Yeah, so we're going to be speaking to an expert. We're going to be speaking to one of the councillors from the Democratic Alliance, yeah?
Yeah, to Francois Roger.
Francois Roger, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Francois. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys, and good afternoon to your listeners. I'm, in fact, not a councillor.
Oh,
I'm a member of the provincial parliament and leader of the DA in the province.
A little bit up the ladder, yes. Apologies for that.
No stress.
Can we just talk about what's happening on the ground?
Well, look, I've been on the ground since yesterday. Saturday night, I got an urgent phone call to say there's a huge problem in an area called Mtloti, where mudslides had caused people, roads had been blocked and people need to be evacuated. I immediately phoned the Premier and asked him if we could dispatch the SANDF, which he then did. He deployed the SANDF into the area and they were able to assist with some evacuations. And of course, the damage in that particular area is really devastating. I mean, some houses have been totally washed away. It's created a sort of canyon in the banks between the apartments. And some of the apartments themselves are now quite vulnerable. And, the foundations are compromised. So, you know, it's just one crisis after another. That's all we deal with in this province at the moment.
Where are those people living?
Well, look, a lot of them, in fact, I'm staying at a guest house because I don't live in Durban. So the guest house I'm staying in has a few residents from that particular area. I do know that for some of the poorer areas that have been hit, the municipality has opened community halls and people are able to access those community halls at the moment.
So, Francois, I mean, KZN a couple of months ago went through a very similar incident with the storms and the floods and everything. No one expected this again so soon. And has anything been done since the last batch of storms and flooding to now? I mean, it just seems that KZN is so prone to experiencing this.
Look, yeah, absolutely. And I obviously climate change has a lot to do with it. I will tell you that a lot of the damage that was caused in the first round of floods, very little of that, you know, as far as road infrastructure has been repaired. Many of the people, the sort of 12,000 people that were left homeless, very few of those temporary houses have yet been built. I must say that the response from some of the emergency units this weekend was far better than what we experienced in the past. So if anything, you know, we've learned that disaster management needs to be taken seriously. I was just a bit taken aback when I phoned the Premier to say, you know, people are really in trouble. Is he aware of it? And he said no. So there's still areas where communication is poor and we need to tighten up on that in situations like this.
How can we help you? How can we help? We're sitting here in Johannesburg, but we are a platform. Hi FM is a platform. How can we help?
Well, look, you know, obviously we've got, organizations like Gift of the Givers that do an amazing job, and they're really good. So there are non-profit organizations that are out helping. I know, for example, we in the province, the DA, we've now put together, after the July unrest, we've now got a disaster management committee so that we can try and communicate with residents as to what's happening with water supply, electricity, when, you know, the certain areas are under threat. And we're also assisting in communities, those vulnerable communities, with things like blankets, food, water and clothing. I mean, again, I visited a community today in Tongaat where, you know, they were just saying to me, everything has got damaged. Their kids have to go to school and they don't even have school uniforms. So, you know, I think if people want to get involved, there are ways that they can certainly get involved and we can assist, you know, the most vulnerable people that have, lost everything during this situation.
It's I think it's interesting. I think this morning I was in quite a prominent shopping center And I saw a huge initiative, a huge drive there where people were giving blankets and food and whatever. And it was reassuring to see this. And everyone coming out of a supermarket was dropping some stuff, you know, into the bin. And I just hope that they moving the stuff down to KZN daily, that it's getting to the people that need it quickly. And but it was reassuring to see. And I think everyone feels the pain that KZN is going through. So I think, as Kathy was saying, whatever we can do to help, we're willing and we'd like to help.
Yeah, look,
we appreciate any bit of assistance we can get. Obviously, you know, we've also on the flip side of that, our province, as far as the government's concerned, we have a very poor track record when it comes to spending money during a time of a crisis. You'll remember the COVID fraud and corruption that took place. So, but as I say, there are non-profit organisations, and the one that always comes to mind is Gift of the Givers. I mean, those guys do a tremendous
work. They do wonderful work. Yes, they do wonderful. I mean, Francois, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but Francois Roger, the Democratic Alliance leader in KwaZulu-Natal, thank you for your time. And this is a big initiative, and we all want to assist. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.